And I want you to lift up your hands right now, and I want you to pray for the situation between India and Pakistan. Can we do that? We pray that none of them will become rambutans, okay? I want you to lift up your hands. Father, the threat of war and the intimidation of war between both these countries, we come against it in Jesus' name. And we declare peace over these two nations, dear Father. For years they have been neighbors. We come against all these terror attacks in Jesus' name. And we pray for both of this nation to come to some kind of an understanding. There'll be no escalation of intimidation, provocation, resulting in war. As your hands are lifted up, I want you to pray for these two nations. We already have enough war between Russia and Ukraine and the Gaza Strip. We don't want another war. Thank you, dear Father. Likewise, as our hands are lifted up, we lift up President Donald Trump in prayer that level-headedness will prevail in Jesus' name. Lord, that he will not be arrogant in his ways, in imposing tariff, Lord, we ask you that you will intervene. The market will correct itself. People will be blessed. The nations will move forward. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Pastor Derek is not well. I asked the wife, how come you are healthier than your husband? Oh, women are healthier, she said. She's right at the back and stronger. And I thought, wow, just 2 years into marriage, okay? Okay, lift up your hands, please. Father, in the name of Jesus, we commit Pastor Derek into your hands. We thank you for your healing power over him, his vomiting, and all other things. Also pray for Jedediah at this time for healing. Also pray for Pastor Jonathan with the team that is in Kota Kinabalu in this combined revival meeting. We pray for your anointing to rest upon them. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Once again, we are so thankful to have pastors in our midst. Thankful for old friends to be here. Thank you for visitors. Don't leave. I don't know what they have in their hospitality corner today. The last time they had nasi lemak. Don't know what they have. Anybody has a clue? Mee siam. Okay, please don't go. Stay back and fellowship. If you don't know where's the hospitality corner, Chris, can you show your hands, Chris? Chris O. That's Chris O. He will usually go first there because he's a hospitality person. Okay. Praise God. Okay, everybody, people are just coming into what's happening. Okay, our prophetic theme for 2025. Masha, are you okay? Okay, right. Anson, you must be okay. If Masha is okay, you should be okay. Okay? Isaiah 60, verses 1, 2, and 3. You okay, Eugene? Okay, right. Isaiah 60, verses 1, 2, and 3. When I ask people, are they okay? Because they were not well, that's why I asked that question. Okay? Now, Isaiah 60, verses 1 through 3. Arise, shine, for your light has come. For the glory of the Lord has risen upon thee. Though darkness shall cover the earth, deep darkness over the people, but the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. And verse 3 is a very exciting verse. That's why we are going out to missions. The Gentiles will come to your what? The Gentiles will come to your light, the light of the gospel. And the kings will come to the rising of your brightness. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Come on. We have the whole row of Pakistanis. No Indian sitting nearby. But they're good guys. Okay? Praise God. Come on, are you here with me? Now, one dynamic aspect of this glory that we are talking about is the greater manifestation of God's anointing. Say anointing. Right, this is one aspect of God's manifestation of His glory. Greater anointing. Say greater anointing.
Greater anointing.
Okay, now the Bible tells us, look at me please, everybody. The Bible tells us in Isaiah 10:27, it is the anointing that breaks the yoke. It's the anointing that breaks the chain. It's the anointing that breaks the bondage. We also read in Acts chapter 10, verse 38, how God the Father anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power. Say power.
Power.
Who went about doing good and healing, and all who are oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. Now, today's text is based on this anointing. Say anointing. And this anointing, when you leave this place, it'll be a takeaway for you. It'll be relevant to you. Turn to your neighbor and say, relevant to you. Now, Luke chapter 4, verse 18 and 19, or verse 14 first, verse 14 first, and then 18 and 19. In verse 14, after Jesus fasted 40 days and 40 night, Jesus fasted. Then Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit. Say power of the Spirit. Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee. Can you hear me at the back? I just got a group of people from Singapore. Okay? Okay, hi. Okay. Then Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee, and the news of him went out to all the surrounding region. Everybody say power.
Power.
Come on, say power.
Power.
Without the power of God, there cannot be a breakthrough in our lives. Everybody say power.
Power.
In Mandarin, power is called what? Nung Li. Okay? In Tamil is Valame. In Bahasa Malaysia is Kuasa. Are you here with me or not?
Yes, sir.
Come on, somebody shout amen, please. Verse 18 and 19, Jesus said, this is relevant. Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor and send me to heal the brokenhearted. Say brokenhearted. How many of you are brokenhearted? Don't put up a hand. Broken hearted can also mean a wounded soul, a broken soul. Send me to heal the broken hearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and to what? And to open prison doors. And some versions will say, to proclaim sight to the blind, and to preach what? The year of Jubilee. Come on. Say the year of Jubilee. The year of Jubilee is a year of restoration. I entitled this short message for the next probably 25 minutes. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. He has sent me to heal the broken soul. John 14 and verse 1, Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. The heart here means your soul. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, also believe in me. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. Now, are you here with me? Wave your hands if you're with me. A good example, apart from you and I, a good example of a broken soul or a broken heart, okay? Hopeless, maybe. Hope deferred. The Bible tells us hope deferred. Proverbs 13 and verse 12 makes the heart sick, right? You know what? Is Jeremiah. Say Jeremiah. In the book of Lamentation, just give me your ears. At the book, I walk away from here so that you can see the screen. In Lamentation, verses 1 through 19, you know, Jeremiah was speaking out of his broken heart, a broken soul. Lord, why have you forsaken me? Why am I in the absence of your presence? Are you far away from me? Have you forgotten me? Am I in hopelessness? You know, from verses 1 through 19. And verse 20, he starts by saying this. He says this, my soul still remembers. Say remembers. Remembers, verses 1 through 19, remembers and sinks within me. Say sinks within me. Okay, sink. Okay, and after that he says, this I recall to my mind, therefore there is hope. What did he recall? Masha, what did he recall? Okay, most often we recall those things we should not recall. But here Jeremiah, look at me, in the midst of his broken heart, in the midst of his broken soul, in the midst of his hopelessness, in the midst of not experiencing the presence of God, he says this, this I recall to my mind, I call to remembrance. And he says this, it is because of the mercies of God we are not consumed. Come on, can somebody shout amen please? And he says, look at this, I like the second one. They fail not. Come on, say fail not. Even though I've gone through all this anxiety, all this fear, this hurts, and this rejection, and this unforgiveness, and this jilting of my boyfriend, girlfriend, you know. And he says, they change not. Say they change not. And every morning when I wake up, they are new. They're new every morning. And he says, great is thy faithfulness. Come on. Come on. Somebody say amen, please. Amen. Great is thy faithfulness. And then he goes on to say, therefore, I will declare the Lord is my portion. I'm connected to God. As many as receive Jesus as their personal Savior, God the Father gives them the power to become the children of God. I will declare, the Lord is my portion, therefore I have hope. And verse 25, God is good to those who wait and seek him. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Come on, put your hands together, give Jesus the glory. If you are sitting here with a broken soul, a broken heart, a hurt soul, a hurt heart, this is the message for you today. Come on, are you here with me? Can somebody say amen, please? My friends, look at me. Your real person is not your outside person. Your real person is your inside person. Come on, your outside person is just a cage that's giving you the form and the shape and all that. But your real person is your inside person. I want to ask you this question. Does your inside person need healing today? Heads going up and down. Like when Indians talk in India, the head go up and down. And I see in this congregation. Now, do you need healing in your inside person? Come on. Are you here with me? You know, friends, who is your inside person? Before that, look at what Paul says in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16. He says that God would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might in your inner man. Right? Look at the next scripture. Psalms 103, verses 1-3. You know what David says? He talks about the soul here. Everybody says soul. you know, bless the Lord. Everybody, come on. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Number one, who has forgiven all our sin, who has healed us of all our diseases, who has crowned our lives with loving kindness and redeemed our life from destruction and satisfied our mouth with good things that we will renew in our strength like an eagle. Come on, put your hands together. Whoa! Somebody shout, whoa! Come on, whoa! Now look at me, please. David said in Psalms 23, verse 1, 2, and 3, about the soul. About the soul. He said, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures and leads me beside Sungai Seged. No, leads me beside quiet waters. Look at the third verse. He restores my soul. In other words, there must be a possibility whereby our soul can be heard. That's right. The baby said yes. Our soul can be heard. Our soul can be broken. Outside, you can look so beautiful. You can do all the things that you want to do nicely. But how are you inside? How are you inside? And if you're sitting here, you cannot handle the person inside of you. And because the person inside of you is causing you to be off focus and misplaced priority, you need to be healed. Can somebody say amen, please? You need to be healed. Say, need to be healed. That's right. You know, and he says, he restores my soul and leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Come on. Come on. Are you here with me? Now, before I define your soul person, you know, one of the righteousness of God is to let go your past. That's right. Only one person said amen. The rest are not Christians, I think. I'll lead you to Jesus afterwards, okay? You know, yeah, true. We cannot let go of the past. Our past hurts. Our past unforgiveness. Our past mishaps. Our past misfortune. We cannot let go. Isaiah 43, verse 18 and 19 says this. Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of the old. For I, the Lord, will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Huh? Forget about DG. Now it shall spring forth. For you will perceive it. And look at this. Look at this. You think you got a hurt past? You got a bad past? You know what the scripture says? I, the Lord, will bring what? I'll make a way in the wilderness of your past. I, the Lord, will bring forth rivers in the desert of your past. Come on, are you here with me? As long as you're holding on to your past, as long as you're focused in the things of the past, you cannot see what God is doing in your life now. You will walk spiritually blind because you will be living in your past. And one of the things that contributes to a broken soul is living in the past. Living in the past. I cannot easily forgive. I cannot easily forget. I cannot easily release the hurts. I cannot easily let go of people. I cannot let go of the words. Come on. You cannot, but God can. Come on. Put your hands together. Give Jesus the glory. Come on. Come on. There's no way you can arise and shine in 2025 if you don't let go of your past and get healed of your inner man. Put your hands together. Whoa. Whoa. Come on. Say, whoa. Whoa. Hallelujah. Every one of us have got the baggage of the past. Every one of us along the way, we have got our souls hurt. But you and I need to become wiser and clever in letting go of those things and allowing God to heal so that you can see what God is doing. Now, for I will do a new thing. Now I will do a new thing. And it will spring forth. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Come on, when God brings a river in the desert, it's a river in the desert of your past. You're so caught up with your past. Come on, move on. When you move on, God will bring the river. And God will make a way in the wilderness. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. Stop living in your hurts. Come on, somebody say ouch. That's you, okay? Is your soul broken? Who is your soul person? Who is your soul person? Mine, everybody say mine. Mine, will, emotions, and conscience. Okay? Conscience. French is conscience. What is it? Conscience. 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 Simply let go. This was, they don't even know Tamil. And Bahasa Malaysia, they're talking about conscience. Now look at me. How do I know that my soul needs attention? Number one, when your mind is unrenewed. Still thinking about the past. Still talking about the past. Paul tells us in Ephesians 4:23, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Number two, how do I know my soul needs healing? Let's look at your will. An unsurrendered heart. Your heart is not surrendered to God. You're still in charge of your heart. Unsurrendered heart. What is the symptom of an unsurrendered heart? Proverbs 14:12. That seems a way that's right to man, but eventually it leads to death. Unsurrendered heart. Say unsurrendered heart. Emotions. Trouble emotions. Say trouble emotions. Your emotions are trouble. Come on. Many of us put a facade. Facade. You know what's a facade? A makeup. A face, a facade of happiness, but there is no happiness inside. Some of us wish we're not married to the man that we are married. Some of us wish that we are not married to the woman we are married. Some of us wish that we don't have children like this. Some of us wish all kinds of things, but they are silent wishes. Nelson, you're laughing, Nelson. Nelson, you're laughing at the wrong time, Nelson. You better don't go back, Nelson. You stay. You stay. Maybe tomorrow you can go back, okay? Masha is, look at this. Laughing at the wrong time. Okay. Come on, somebody say amen, please. A troubled emotion. Okay? Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in me, also believe in God. Right? And then a seared conscience. A conscience that is seared. You know what seared is? Defaced. Seared. That means when you do evil, when you do a lie, when you do bad things, you don't feel any conviction. Okay? Titus chapter 1 verse 15 says, you have the scripture. To the pure, all things are pure. But to the defiled, to the impure, everything is wrong because they are seared in their conscience. Are you here with me? Can you give me the scripture, please? Come on, give me the scripture. Right. To the pure, all things are pure. But to those who are defiled and unbelieving, nothing is pure. But even their mind and conscience are defiled. Say conscience. Come on, say conscience. Your mind needs to be renewed. Your will has to be redirected. Your emotions have to be refocused. And your conscience has to be cleared in order for your soul to be healed. Put your hands together. Give Jesus the glory. It is possible. Say, it is possible. That's why the prophetic word says this. Let God arise. Come on. Arise and shine. For your light has come. For the glory of the Lord has risen upon thee. Come on. Somebody say amen, please. The major part of redirecting you, rewiring you, reviving you, revitalizing you is God. All you need to do is, Lord, I'm willing. Say, everybody say, I'm willing. Amen. Isn't that wonderful? Yes. Come on, isn't that wonderful? Okay, very quickly, the time is running up to us. Very quickly, how do I know? A personal question. How do I know that I need healing in my soul? How do I know? I was ministering in this combined service. I mean, I was not here the last weekend. I was ministering somewhere else. And this was my final meeting. And the meeting started at 9, finished at almost 2 plus. Now look at me, please. Ministering to people. I love ministering to people. And when I came to this particular person, she looked up to me and said, I want my chains to be broken. I spoke one aspect of the resurrection power is for chains to be broken. And I was shocked. She said this. Young lady said, I struggle to forgive. Ah. Troll, I think so. I struggle to forgive. And this is marriage-long problem. I struggle to forgive, Pastor. She broke down and she cried. You know, if you continue to live in your past, you cannot forgive. You cannot forgive. Say, cannot forgive. So I told her this. There's one easy way to forgive. I know forgiveness is not easy, but there's an easy way. I told her, every time you feel unforgiving towards someone, remember Jesus. How he forgave you without one condition. Just think of him. Just think of him. If he had come to you and said, I'm struggling to forgive you, what will be your end? Are you here with me? And then remember the words Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. Not did, do. Unforgiveness is a doing thing. It'll always happen. Somehow it'll come as a clever strategy of the enemy. Don't hold your father and mother in unforgiveness. Don't hold your children in unforgiveness. Don't hold your husband and wife in unforgiveness. Unforgiveness is a clever strategy of the enemy, cunning device of the enemy to rob the peace that God has given to you. Come on. Come on. Come on. Don't say, I am like this. Don't say, I'm like that. Nobody's like this and like that. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, anyone in Christ is a new creation. All things have gone. Everything has become new. Therefore, you cannot be this kind and that kind and all kind. Come on, put your hands together. Give Jesus a glory. Come on. Somebody shout, whoa, from the back. Whoa. Come on, say, whoa. Come on. You cry over your unforgiveness now in the sanctuary. When you get out, you will have the joy of forgiveness. Glory to God. Come on. Are you here with me now? Come on. Come on. Yeah. Isn't that wonderful? Better cry here. Then the rest of your life will be joyful. Come on, to forgive is awesome. To receive forgiveness is not so awesome. But to forgive is awesome. Because the one who forgives is a champion. Come on, somebody shout amen. Amen. The one who forgives is the champion. Come on. The one who forgives is a champion. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Joshua, do you understand what I'm saying, Joshua? That's right. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Three, I got seven, but time don't permit. I'll show you three broken soul condition. This is, I think, is relevant. If you want more, then I can send you the notes. You know, number one. This is it. Number one. Are you here? Number one. Have you lost your soul rest? Very important. Soul rest. Have you become restless? Have you lost your soul rest? Soul rest is your inner person. Say inner person. You can go for holidays and still be restless. You can be celebrate your birthday, you can still be restless. You can be doing all the happy things and you still feel restless because you have lost your soul rest. Come on, somebody say amen, please. That's why Jesus said in Matthew 11, 28, 28, 29, 30, come to me, all those who are what? Laboring and are heavy laden. Come to me, laboring, restless, restless, anxious, restless, worried. Come on, look at this, troubled. Come to me, all of you who are heavy laden. I'll give you rest. I give you rest. You know, I always say this. You don't need to book a holiday to go to Japan for rest. This rest is right here within your reach. Can somebody say amen, please? And Jesus said, take my yoke upon myself. Learn from me, for I'm gentle and meek. Come on, are you here with me? Lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy, my burden is light. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. In other words, you know what it simply means? 1 Peter 5:7. Cast your cares on me, for I care for you. Glory to God. Amen. That's it. Can somebody say amen, please? If this rest, you cannot find anywhere else. You can't find it in the restroom, okay? You can't find it. This rest comes from your challenge. This rest comes from your storm. This rest comes from your work. This rest comes from wherever you are facing all kinds of things. When the world throws things at you, this rest prevails. Because this rest is a rest in the center of the storm that you're in. Come on, somebody put your hands together and give Jesus the glory. Come on, come on, come on. Hallelujah. In Psalm 61, David said, I call you from the ends of the earth, and you heard me, Lord. And he said this, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that's higher than I. And that rock is the rock of ages. When you're rocking and rolling in your anxiety, in your restlessness, we need the rock of ages. Glory to God. Isn't that wonderful? Does it make sense or not? Does it make sense? Come on. Have you lost your soul rest? What is the symptom of soul rest? Losing your soul rest. Job chapter 3 verse 26. Look at this. How many of you are like this? You're just sitting here. You're sitting here. Your mind is going everywhere else. Your body is parked, but your spirit is roaming outside. Now, I am not at ease. Nor am I quiet. I have no rest, for trouble comes over me. Come on. Are you here with me? Come on, somebody say amen, please. The Bible tells us in Hebrew, the 4th chapter, verse 1 and verse 9, there is a rest that God has prepared for the people of God. Hallelujah. A rest. Come on, put your hands together. A rest. Dalambasa, Indonesia. Istirahat. God has prepared a rest. If you're sitting here, you have lost your rest. That means something has robbed the rest. It could be an anxiety. It could be a fear. You know, the worst emotion for us to go through is rejection. How often we reject one another. Emily, what's happening? How often we reject the one that loves us. How often? This is the worst emotion to go through. You know, when Esau, I think it's Genesis 25, when Esau sold his birthright to who? To who? Huh? Jacob. You know, it was just one time. But you know what? A lifelong rejection he went through. When finally Joseph died, you know, he gave the blessings to the second guy. That's the worst rejection. Come on, are you here with me? Who is the second guy? Jacob, la. Yeah, Joseph is the father. Useless father, actually. Couldn't recognize the first son. Come on, are you absent, father? Come on, are you here with me now? How many of you feel rejected here? Don't put up your hand. Come on, please don't put up your hand. Okay, don't. Living in rejection is like living in hell. Yeah, really, living in hell. Okay? Especially next to your loved ones. Okay? Now, your loved ones think they're living in heaven, but you're living in hell. Heaven and hell side by side, actually. Number two, very quickly, have you lost your inner peace? Say inner peace. Come on, say inner peace. A peace that surpasses all understanding. This is not the inner peace that the Kung Fu Panda talks about. And all of you would have watched that video, Kung Fu Panda number two, number three. Inner peace, inner peace, inner peace. While you're waiting for inner peace, you are in pieces. Are you here with me? Have you lost your inner peace? Jesus said in John 14 and verse 27, peace I leave with you. This is the property of peace. And he goes on to say, my peace, the person of peace, I live with you. Not as the world would give. Okay? Not as the world gives. The peace that world gives is temporary. Cannot be trusted. Do not let your heart be troubled and do not be afraid. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. And Paul declares in Ephesians 2 and verse 14, he is my peace. Everybody say, he is my peace. Come on, come on, come on. Don't let the devil rob your peace. Once your peace is robbed, you're off focus. You don't know what God's doing in your life. Come on, you're in pieces. You know, friends, what is the symptom that you have lost? Job chapter 3, verse 24. Job chapter 3, verse 24. For my sighing, say sighing. How many of you are sighers here? Not seers, but sighers. Huh? Oh my God. No, say, le say, la le. Alama, alama, alama. You know, deep breathers. Okay? Friends, for my sighing comes before me. I eat, and my groanings, my complaint pours out like a water. How many of you have lost your peace? And God wants to restore this. There must be something in the past or in your heart that has caused you fear that have lost your peace. Finally, number three, have you lost your heart's joy? Have you lost your heart's joy? How many of you have lost your joy? We must log on to a comedy to love. Oh, hear jokes to love. You have lost your joy completely. You're a man who is acquainted with griefs and regret. Jesus said in John 15 and verse 11, look at this. I've told you this so that my joy may be in you, that your joy may be complete. What are these things? Abide in me and I in you. Apart from me, you can bear no fruit or do anything. Abiding. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. Verse 4 says, rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. Verse 6 and 7. But does Paul say, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. Lamentation. What is the symptom that you have lost your joy? Lamentation chapter 3 verse 15. He has filled me with bitterness and has made me drink wormwood. Are you here with me? Bitterness, unforgiveness, hatred, jealousy, dissension, anger, fits of rages, they rob your joy completely. Are you here with me? And tonight I want to say this. For all of you who have lost your joy, the Lord wants to give you the oil of joy. Come on, put your hands together. In Isaiah 61, to those that are mourning, the Lord will give them the oil of joy. Say oil of joy. Dalam bahasa Malaysia, minyak sukacita. In Mandarin is what? Sealer the you. Sealer the you. That's right. You is oil. Sealer. Chang chang sealer. Sealer the you. In Tamil, anandatin tayalam. Yeah, that's right. If I can speak all the language, you also must speak. Okay? Come on, let's say it in Tamil. Anandatin tayalam. Bahasa Malaysia, minyak sukacita. Okay, in Mandarin, sealer you. And in English, oil of joy. So it's going to be oily in a short while here. An oil change. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. Remember Proverbs 17:22. A merry heart does good like a medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bone. And the broken spirit is a soul that's hurting. Have you lost your peace? Have you lost your joy? Have you lost your rest? And today, the Holy Spirit is inviting you to experience the Father's love. You may be wondering how to do. No, there is no systematic inner healing. You know, there is no such thing that is inner healing. But today in the service, you know, one glimpse of the Father's love, one just taste of a Father's love, your hurts are healed completely. The Father's love. Say the Father's love. Only the Father's love can help you. You know, no matter what you've gone through in the corporate world, no matter what you have gone through in all those places, you know, only the Father's love. That's why when Jesus taught the disciples to pray, he said this, Our Father. Helena, our Father. The word our Father means a sense of belonging, a sense of relationship, a sense of family, a sense of intimacy, a sense of closeness. Come on, somebody say amen, please. I want you to stand to your feet right now. Don't focus on what you have gone through. I want you to reach out to God the Father and say, Father, in a short while, I'm going to take communion. And Lord, I want you to fill me with your love all over this place. That's the first step. The Father's love. Reach out to the Lord. Wherever you are. The Father's love. The Bible tells us He loved us with an everlasting love. Jeremiah 31 verse 1. And I pray as hands are lifted up. Lord, I'm hurting because of the delays. I'm hurting because I've been waiting. I'm hurt because promises were not kept. I'm hurting because of rejection. I'm hurting because of unforgiveness. Come on, reach out to the Lord. All over this place, come on. Thank you, Lord. Father, give us a glimpse of your love. As in 1 John 3 and verse 1, behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon me that I should be called the children of God. Give us that revelation all over this place. Thank you, Lord. Shed our
God, you're so good.
Can you reach out?
God, you're so good.
God, you're so good. Come on, lift up your hands. Boldly lift up your hands.
You're so good. You're so good to me.
Come on. One more time and just reach out to the Lord. One aspect of God's glory is the extension of God's goodness. Come on, reach out.
God, you're so good.
sugar. To you. Just let him minister to you. Open up your heart. Come on. Just open up your heart. Hallelujah.
God, you're so good.
Just open up your heart to the Lord. Come on. Just open up. Don't worry. Don't worry about anything. Let God just heal you. Come on. Come on. Let God heal you. Wherever you are. I'm rejected. I feel lonely. I feel isolated. I feel hurt. I feel anxious. I feel lost. Come on, God, you're so good to me.
God, you're so good.
Reach out.
You're so good. You never change. God, you're so good. God, you're so good. You're so good.
As your hands are lifted up, the Holy Spirit is telling me right now, for this day, I, the Lord, am giving you a revelation of my love, says the Father. I'm giving you, the Holy Spirit is saying right now, I'm bringing portions of my Father's love and I'm pouring into you. And this love is not like your earthly father's love or your earthly mother's love, but it's completely unconditional. It's amazing, it's astonishing, and it's abounding. And the Lord says, I wanted to reach out and said, God, show me, Lord. Show me. Some of us are allowing the Lord to just heal us. Let tears flow. It's okay. It's all right. It's all right. It's definitely all right. And willfully, if there is somebody whom you have abused in words and holding unforgiveness, you need to just release it right now. Come on. Awesome love of God. God, you're so good. Extension of his goodness.
And God, you're so good.
You're so good.
And God, you're so good. You're so good to me.
As your hands are lifted up. Thank you, Jesus. Please, don't let your heart be hardened. Release forgiveness. Release your hurts. You're a total person. You're not an incomplete person. You're a total person. Don't let the devil reduce that totality. You're a total person. God has got a complete plan for you. Don't listen to the lie of the devil. That's right. Just release. I sense in my spirit as God's healing. And I don't want to interfere this time. And I want you to just let the Lord heal you. There's someone here who have lost your father and you feel deprived. Your father is your heavenly father right now. He's reaching out to you. Despised by your own family members. Number two, God is your family. You've lost a son who has gone away from you. And is there anything too difficult for God? He'll bring it back to you. That's why the year of Jubilee is called the year of recompensation. A year completely full of restoration. Father, I pray for each one of us. When we walk out of this place, we'll walk out with that rest, that peace, that joy, knowing you are in control of our lives. Thank you, dear Father. Say this prayer together with me. Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Once again. I surrender my heart to you.
I surrender my heart to you.
Come into my heart.
Forgive me of my sins.
From today onwards,
I declare
I am healed, set free, and
you are my Lord.
In Jesus' name,
I pray.
Amen. Can you take out your communion cup while I pray for someone in the service? Pastor Boy, can you come?
You are the treasure that I see. You are my all in all. When I fall down, you pick me up. When I am dry, you fill my cup. You are my all in all. You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I see. You are my to give up, I'd be a fool. You are my all in all. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb.
Come on, just worship the Lord. Then you're done.
Is your name taking my sin, taking my sin, my cross, my shame, rising again? I bless your name. You are my all in all. When I fall down, you pick me up. When I
sing it again.
Taking my sin, my cross, my shame, rising again, I bless your name. You are my all in all. When I fall down, you pick me up. When I am dry, you fill my cup. You are my all.
Come on, worthy is your name.
Worthy is your name.
Amen. Holding the cup and the bread in your hands. Don't be disappointed with God. Don't be disappointed with God. Just because some things didn't happen, because He has got a great plan for you. Great plan for you. So you need to settle this in your heart right now. You need to settle this in your heart. Father, we thank you for the cup that signifies your precious blood for us. Thank you for the bread that signifies your broken body. This evening as we come and partake of this communion, let it be an honor and reverence towards you and a blessing and a breakthrough and a healing to each one of us. Thank you, dear Father, for this communion. Bless it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You know, friends, as in 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, verses 23, right up to 31, the night when Jesus was betrayed, he took bread. And after giving thanks to the Father, he broke the bread and he gave it to the disciples and he said, "This bread which is broken for you signifies my broken body." And Jesus said, "As often as you eat this bread, do this in remembrance of me." And the Bible tells us in Isaiah 53 and verse 5, Jesus was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The punishment of our peace was upon him. By the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. Amen? Let's eat this bread as a healing bread. Likewise, then Jesus took the cup and he gave to the disciples and he said, "This cup symbolizes the new covenant that I made in my blood, the covenant of forgiveness, the covenant of hope in the future, a covenant of God's richest grace." And he said, "As often as you drink this cup, do this in remembrance of me until my second coming." And that's why tomorrow I'm talking about his second coming. And the Bible tells us, in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7, we have been redeemed by the blood through the forgiveness of our sin according to the manifold grace of God. Isn't that wonderful? Grace is liberating. Don't walk out of this place with guilt or condemnation. Drink this cup together with me. Put your cup in the pocket, please. You can recycle it if you want, okay? Come on, lift up your hands, please. Lift up your hands, please. Say this together with me. A powerful declaration will last through the week in freedom and breakthrough. Say this together with me. I declare
the blood of Jesus
is my covering.
I declare
the word of God
is my position.
I declare
the name of Jesus
is my authority.
I declare
the faithfulness of God
is my victory.
I declare
the grace of God
is my sufficiency.
I declare
the Holy Spirit is my strength.
I declare
the mercies of God is my forgiveness.
I declare
my hope in God is my future.
I declare this boldly
in Jesus' name.
Amen.
God bless you. A great week is waiting for you.